I'm Jaron Cohen with the WEKU Daily News Podcast for February 16th, 2026. Recent snow and ice has presented some challenges for Kentucky livestock farmers as some prepare for new calves to be born in the coming weeks. Lily Burris has details.
Cold and wet conditions can cause trouble for cows raising young calves and cows that will soon give birth. Katie Van Valen is an assistant extension professor at the University of Kentucky's research facility in Princeton. She says these cows are spending energy to produce milk and to stay warm, which can cause them to rapidly lose weight if they're not getting enough food.
We really want them to stay in good condition, and this time of year is a little bit challenging because it's the point at which their nutrient demands are the highest.
Van Valen says cows can withstand colder temperatures as long as their fur is dry. I'm Lily Burris in Princeton.
Graduates in Shelby County are calling for legislative changes to address grooming and sexual abuse in Kentucky schools. Several women have alleged they were victims of educator sexual misconduct as students. 2001 Shelby County High School graduate Laura Wills Koppelman says educators need guidance on how to identify and report grooming.
Many adults in my situation sensed something was not right, but there were no clear standards or mandates to report what was happening yet, because it wasn't explicitly sexual.
Wills Koppelman says former Shelby County High School principal Jim Flynn gave her gifts and inappropriate attention when she was a teenager, leading to a damaging rumor the two were in a sexual relationship. Flynn denies any wrongdoing and pointed to a state board's decision to dismiss Will Koppelman's complaint against him. A report from a free market think tank found Kentucky awarded nearly 200 single-bid road paving contracts last year, totaling $483 million. Kentucky Free says single-bid contracts have been decades-long problems in the transportation cabinet, allowing inflated bids that cost taxpayers. The group supports House Bill 505, sponsored by GOP Representative Kim Holloway of Mayfield, which would require a state audit every 2 years to detect potential bid rigging and collusion. Legislation allowing healthcare workers to deny care because of their moral, ethical, or religious principles passed the Senate on Friday. Capitol reporter Sylvia Goodman has the story.
Healthcare providers would be allowed to refuse any non-emergency healthcare service that violates their conscience under Senate Bill 72. It now heads to the State House. It protects workers and institutions who deny care because of their conscience from criminal and civil liabilities and certain professional sanctions. Republican Senator Donald Douglas of Nicholasville, a doctor, says it's a worker retention bill.
Now, some healthcare providers may choose to accept the challenges to their beliefs, mostly out of fear of losing their income or fear of losing their positions.
Democrats say the bill would allow providers wide discretion to claim conscience-based exemptions from providing care for people they dislike or disagree with. Here's Louisville Democrat Senator Cassie Chambers Armstrong.
These are vaguely defined terms that get into our ideas about someone's religion, someone's politics, the way someone lives their life. It allows a healthcare provider to say, I don't want to provide you care because I disagree with something about who you are.
Several GOP lawmakers contested the bill would not allow for discrimination against an individual, just certain procedures they take issue with, like abortion care, which is already largely outlawed in the state. I'm Sylvia Goodman in Louisville.
Maple syrup producers across Kentucky opened their farms to visitors earlier this month as part of an annual celebration of the sticky, sweet commodity. Kentucky Maple Day gives farmers the opportunity to teach community members about the unique industry that's experienced a resurgence in recent years. Jesse Adams, a Western Kentucky farmer specializing in beekeeping, says he went to Colston Farm and Kitchen in Graves County this weekend to support smaller producers in an industry mostly dominated by large companies.
It was a big motive for me to support any local business any way I can, and being here today just is proof that if we participate in the local farmers, they can beat the big guys.
A second Kentucky Maple Day is planned for later in February, which state agriculture officials recently designated Maple Syrup Month in the Commonwealth. Learn more at weku.org. For WEKU News, I'm Jaron Cohen.